Hello and welcome to It's Your Story Lab. I'm your host, Art Jones, and this is episode 5. And of course, we are talking about the power of story. The power of story to call your audience that you're in service to take action. Why do we use story? Well, Plato said it best about 2,500 years ago. Those who tell the stories rule the world. So we're going to use storytelling. We're going to tell you how to use storytelling, why to use storytelling, and how it affects the biology and the humans that you're trying to reach and engage and nurture conversations with and call to action. So today, let's start with a bit of a story. Digital Darwinism is the theme for today. What's digital Darwinism? Digital Darwinism is when technology advances faster than people and businesses can keep up. That's when Facebook introduces a new feature, or Instagram introduces IGTV and vertical video. When your potential customers begin using IGTV, you have to adapt. Because if you want to reach them, that's where they are. You have to put your best foot forward and join them there, engage them, nurture the conversations with them, and hopefully build community on that platform. That's one example of how technology changes your customer and you have to adapt. But digital Darwinism is bigger than that. The military has a term. They call it VUCA. V-U-C-A, and that's volatility, uncertainty, chaos, and ambiguity. I don't know why. When I started using the term VUCA, I stopped being able to say the word ambiguity. Stick with me. Maybe by episode 25, I'll have the ability to say ambiguity again. Ambiguity. Ha. I'll keep trying. I think you know what I mean. Volatility, uncertainty, chaos, and the A word. That really suggests that things are chaotic out there. Things are uncertain out there. And we have to learn how to adapt and roll with the punches. Well, here's a story that gives an example of how things are today. There's a woman who's decided that she wants to buy a car. She's done the research. She knows exactly what make and model she wants to buy. She goes to the dealership for a test drive, fully prepared to drive, love the car she knows she already loves, and sign the paperwork. She walks into the dealership, she finds a salesman, the salesman takes her on the test drive that she desired, and during the whole test drive, the salesperson talks about how great this car is among soccer moms, and that how great and how easy it would be to drive this car, and she wouldn't have to beg her husband to drive the kids to soccer for her. She liked the car, but the experience with that salesperson was so infuriating that that day she didn't buy it. What does that mean? Well, that means that the salesperson had low EQ. The salesperson had low emotional intelligence. The salesperson had low sales skills. EQ, or emotional intelligence, would say, well, just because she's a woman doesn't mean that she's a soccer mom. Just because she's a woman doesn't mean that she needs her husband to drive the kids to soccer. It could mean that she's the chairman of the board of a Fortune 500 company. This salesperson didn't have high emotional intelligence and didn't have sales skills, because when you don't know what you don't know, you ask thoughtful, insightful, and compelling questions to begin to understand the person that you're in service to. That's rule number one in selling anything. And when you know who they are and what a little bit about their narrative is, then you can insert your value into the narrative that they live every day. When you don't do the work to know rule number one, and you haven't done the work to nurture your own sense of emotional intelligence, the ability to read people and how they think and feel, so you can stop talking about soccer moms before it's too late. It will be too late. That's where humans are doing business with humans. But this is about digital Darwinism. and VUCA, and the fact that we have Alexa, we've got Siri, we've got Google Assistant, and there's more on the horizon. When you say, okay, Google, what's the temperature today? It will tell you. When you ask Siri to schedule an appointment, she will, or he will. Alexa, Siri, and Google Assistant are the way of tomorrow. And here's an example of what tomorrow looks like. There's a robot called Pepper, produced by a company in Japan called SoftBank. And Pepper was installed in some California shops with the responsibility of greeting customers and answering their questions. In one shop where Pepper was installed, 70% increase in foot traffic, a 13% in increased revenue, and 6 times the average sales of the featured product that they were trying to sell. In a different shop, Pepper generated 20% more foot traffic and tripled revenue. Why? Because Pepper is a system. Pepper's leveraging big data. Pepper has been programmed to understand what questions to ask, to source for understanding someone's narrative. Who are they? And if they were a previous customer, you already know what they've bought, and Pepper would, being a robot, know how to access that information and then have the appropriate conversation with the potential customer. It's the system that truly knows the customers that really will be what we're dealing with in the future. And those systems and those robots and computers will recognize who we are and interpret our emotions. That's big data married to programming that gives them emotional intelligence, which will equal sales. Amazon's going one further. They have patented technology that says that there'll be an augmented reality mirror that from my desk in my home office, I could find a jacket that I want to buy on Amazon, and I will, using augmented reality, be able to see how that jacket fits on me as I stroll down the beach, because I want that jacket so I can walk on the beach in the evenings when it's cool. Or maybe the jacket's for a business event, a gala. I want to see how it would look when I'm standing tall and I'm dancing. Or maybe I want that jacket so I can get the new job or the promotion that I have to talk to the EVP and be interviewed. And it will show me sitting in that jacket in an interview situation. That's what Amazon has just patented. That's what Amazon is going to be making available in the future for customers like you and I. Alibaba, the Chinese version of Amazon, is patenting a technology that's Smile Pay. Smile Pay is a payment system that uses algorithms and 3D face scanning camera to recognize who you are, so you can just smile and pay for your items online. What's happening with these technologies is that who needs a salesperson anymore? Who needs a human when the technology is perhaps doing better than that salesperson that the woman looking to buy a car read her entirely wrong? Because of his misreading, he lost a sale. Computers wouldn't do that. So we have work to do to prepare us for tomorrow. And so I ask you, do you have a 5-year plan to know where you're going to be and how you're going to be doing what you do and competing with these technologies in 2023? Do you have a 2-year plan and know what you'll be doing and how you'll be doing it and who you'll be doing it for in 2020? If you don't, get a plan. The old expression is, failing to plan is planning to fail. And listen, digital Darwinism doesn't wait for anybody, and VUCA is coming for all of us. And, well, now we know what work we need to do to understand our customer's narrative. We know that we need to nurture our own sense of emotional intelligence, so when we look at somebody and we can see where they cross their arms, that maybe what we're saying is they're resisting what we're saying, and we need to change what we're saying so they will open their arms and embrace the ideas that we're sharing. That's emotional intelligence. The goal of doing the work is so you can market better and sell more. And when you do that, you can live the life of your dreams because you're accomplishing your goals. That's what we do here at The Art of Standing Out. We help you live the life of your dreams because we help you do the work that's required to stay ahead of VUCA and to adapt to digital Darwinism so you can thrive today in 24 months and in 60 months or 5 years down the road. So tune in often. We'll be here. Find us on YouTube. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at It's Your Story Lab. We're here to help you grow, help you dream, and help you realize those dreams. Until next time, bye for now. This is Art Jones at It's Your Story Lab signing off. Peace.